Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many of you guys have seen videotape of Philadelphia police officers dragging a suspect from a police car and kicking and beating him. Now, the police have filed charges against a guy named Thomas Jones. He's a 30-year-old suspected car thief. His arrest was captured on videotape. Jones, who police say shot at officers before leading them on a wild chase through city streets, was dragged from a stolen patrol car after being surrounded by officers with their guns drawn. And for roughly 30 seconds, officers are seen kicking and punching the suspect, even after he's on the ground. Police claim that he was resisting arrest. Now, apparently he carjacked somebody. He had been involved in a couple of car chases and a shootout with police officers. And an officer had reached inside the radio car that he was attempting to steal, this guy Jones, and he got his thumb shot. Now this suspect takes off. Cops finally get this guy to pull over somehow, and I didn't see the chase, so I don't know what transpired before. I'm only going on what the police claim. The police claim there was a shootout, and the police claim that there was one, at least one officer shot, and that he had carjacked somebody. And finally, when they pull this guy over, this is in Philadelphia, you could see very clearly officers, and I guess it's important to say this, because a lot of people think it's important to say it, so I'll go ahead and say it. There were black officers there as well. One of the cops doing most of the kicking was a black cop, as a matter of fact, a black cop in a T-shirt. And they kicked this guy and punched this guy to the ground. NAACP says that excessive force was used. The family members say excessive force was used. I heard it described to me, and I asked the same question I think a lot of people would ask. Okay, there's a lot of cops, probably at least, it looked to me like there were at least 12 cops around this guy. Do you expend all that energy kicking the guy, or do you expend that energy getting the guy into a zip tie and into a hog tie of some kind? So they spent a lot of time kicking the guy. Apparently he was resisting arrest. That's why they say they kicked him. And they claim that he obviously was armed and they were in danger that way. So we wanted to get an overview on this. Now, I don't know how many of you guys have seen the videotape of the arrest. There's been comparisons made to Rodney King. Personally, just personally speaking, I think that's a little much. The Rodney King situation involved a motorist who had done nothing more really than, okay, so he had himself a couple of bong hits and he was driving pretty fast on the freeway. This cat had a gun, had jacked a car, and had already been in a running gun battle and had wounded a police officer. So maybe they had some thought in their mind that this guy is a little bit more of a bad dude than just some guy running a red light. I don't know. But I think you need to have seen it, and it's been prominently featured in a lot of news shows. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. On the line with us from the South Bay is Jay Santos. We had Jay on the other day. We're bringing him back. He is a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Mike. And this is not an official police force. You're a volunteer police force.
Well, Phil, you know, people like to say volunteer police force, an auxiliary police force, ancillary militia. We do what we can to try to assist the police in investigations and assist the police in securing some scenes.
All right, now what have you guys done?
Well, right now I'm at the substation.
Where is your substation?
Right now our substation's at my house. I have it in my rec room because my wife is letting me use the rec room for our substation right now.
And you're the substation for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're at your house?
I'm at my house. It was at Bob Jennings' home last week, but his wife, they had a fight, so they had to move. But I've got the radio here, as you can hear it, and it's pretty neat. You got to come over and see what we have at our substation.
All right, did you guys do a review?
Phil, we did do a review of the videotape. We looked at all sides of this situation. I was watching at our substation. I also was watching along with Watch Commander Hal Buffett, our commanding general Elvis Newton and Colonel Dan Belcher, and we all watched it. We still paused areas. We took notes. We were at my house where we watched it on my son's Sony Trinitron because the kids were not watching Nintendo, and we are very happy to report. We have seen the Philadelphia police arrest. We are very happy to report there was no excessive force. I say again, we and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we have also been in contact with the Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen. We have
now, what is the Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen?
That is a...
That's an aligned volunteer police?
They are a volunteer police group that is affiliated with us in the city of Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley. That's correct.
All right, so you have done a report. You have done a...
We have looked at the videotape. So you got a black guy with a gun and a carjacking, a flagrant disobedience of the law, a shot cop, and a stolen radio car. Those officers acted reasonably, open and shut. It's open and shut. I mean, there's no discussion. We came out with our report in 24 hours. They're trying to kick the gun out of his hand.
Now, wait a minute, Jay. What are the officers doing? When that guy gets pulled out of the car, what are the officers doing?
They are attempting to kick a gun from the suspect's hand. And
now, come on, Jay.
Hold on, Phil, because you know something? I've been involved in frontline law enforcement. I work for a major utility, but I also have been in the frontline of law enforcement on weekends and when my wife lets me use the rec room. And so I understand. They were kicking him in the head, yes, but they were kicking him in the head to get him to forget that he had a gun in his hand. In other words, they were trying to get him to lose consciousness. And
you're telling me the police officers in that videotape are kicking that man in the head in order to get him to get rid of the gun?
Yeah, they wanted to kick him in the head so badly that he'd forget he was holding a gun. And that he would forget how to use his arms and legs. So you got to keep in mind again, Phil, you got police officers. They have just been involved. You got a black guy over here with a gun and a car after carjacking. You got flagrant disobedience of the law. There's a lot of stuff going on there. You got yourself some very hot officers. And I'll tell you, it's about saving lives. And we, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, applaud the Philadelphia City Police, as do our affiliated Auxiliary Police Unit, Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen.
All right, Jay Sanos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police here in California. They've come out with their report on the Philadelphia police chase of a carjacking suspect and their subsequent arrest of the guy, where there are several officers captured on videotape kicking this man on the ground. They've come out with a report saying that there was absolutely no excessive force used in that arrest. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean, no excessive force? Did you hear what I said about the officers being...
Phil, I heard what you said about them hog-tying. Yes, I do.
And why can't you take that number of police officers and you put all of that energy that they expended in kicking the guy and put it into zip-tying this guy or hog-tying him or otherwise restraining him so that they don't have to deal with it?
Phil, again, this is a guy who had a gun. It's a guy who had already wounded an officer. What they needed to do is render this guy completely incapable of doing any harm, further harm to these officers. And so they had to dislodge the gun from his hand.
By kicking him repeatedly in the head.
Can you think of a better way to get a guy to forget that he's even got a gun? By just, you cave his head in good enough and he's not even going to know what a gun is. Now, there is no racism.
How do you figure that?
There was a black officer at the scene, okay? See, they got him on this one. The Rodney King deal, you know, there was nothing I could say. They were 5-6 white cops and a black guy on the ground. Looked bad. Okay, and I feel for every police officer that was involved in that because it looked bad. They got a black guy, though, now. Okay? That black guy was a suspect, but they got a black guy kicking that guy. So you can't call that racism. You can't call that racism, okay? There's a black guy there. He was dispatched to the scene right after they determined they were closing in on a black suspect. So he could be there, so there wouldn't be any racism. Okay, the officer was taken out to the scene and got in just before the police helicopter. So they knew.
Wait a minute! They called up a black cop and had him go over there because they figured they needed a black cop on the scene.
They knew. And what I'm saying is, they were able to get him over there, and that's why they could pull up. The Philadelphia police did a great job in figuring out how to get a black guy over there before they could. You call it racism. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about saving lives. I'm talking about this wonderful piece of police work on the part of Philadelphia police officers.
All right, Jay Sanos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And again, if you've seen the videotape of the Philadelphia police apprehending this carjacking suspect, there were at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 11 or 12 cops surrounding this guy as he was pulled from this radio car that he had stolen. And there is a fair amount of kicking going on before the guy is finally taken into custody. Also, apparently the suspect had been shot 5 times. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police from the substation at his house. Do you arrest people with the Citizens? You're not an official police force.
No, we're not an official police force, Phil, but we can detain people, as is our citizens' arrest constitutional right. Right now, I'm at a substation set up in the recreation room of our house right now because, as I mentioned, Bill Jennings' wife, he and his wife are having some problems. They did have it in the garage over his house.
And you guys have, you and who is Commanding General Elvis Newton?
Well, Commanding General Newton founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen. But we have released our report on the Philadelphia police arrest of the carjacker, and we feel there's no excessive force at all.
Even though there were 12 cops there kicking a guy.
You know, Phil, you want to make a big deal out of it.
Even though there were 12 guys there kicking a guy.
One of the guys was black, okay? One of the guys was black. And
well, I don't see how that makes a difference. Here is Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to comment, make a little rebuttal to your caller there.
Yes, sir.
About the normal tactic he's talking about in kicking
standby
in the head to get rid of the gun. Being in law enforcement for several years, I don't know of ever being trained to dislodge a gun from a suspect by kicking him in the head.
Well, I mean, that's you got a guy down there with a gun. What else are you going to do? I'm just saying these officers were trying to save lives by kicking this guy in the head so that he would not remember having a gun. See what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't completely agree with what
you're
saying.
Are you a police officer, sir?
I've been 8 years in law enforcement.
Well, God bless you. You're in the Kansas area?
Yes.
Have you heard of the Kansas Co-Police?
Kansas Co-Police?
The Kansas Assistant Police?
No, I have not.
That's a volunteer police force right in around the Wichita area. It's very fine officers work there. And we were involved in a suspect chase.
Now, wait a minute. This is the Kansas Assistant Police were involved in a chase?
Yes, sir, they were.
And were they with other police officers?
We were on the... we have a CB radio when you're trying to call, but we chased a suspect down out there. And it was one of these black guys with a gun. But the only way you can get a gun out of the guy's hand is by kicking. Well, he's black guys, and I'm not racist, okay? I won't say I'm racist, but the...
Well, you use the term black guys an awful lot to not be a racist.
Well, you know what I'm saying. A black guy with a gun, you know how it is. You used
well,
to be
I don't
cop.
Care what kind of a color of a person it is with a gun.
Well, you used to be a cop. You know how it is, right?
Well, no, I guess I don't have the same sort of background that you do.
You know
I don't
what I'm talking
know
about?
This officer is trying to do his job regardless of the color of the person. So what do you mean you chased down a black guy outside of Wichita and what?
Well, you know how a lot of them got that thick muscle mass, which makes them not very buoyant. Well, the same can be said. They have thick skull size. So I guess, what, does that make me a racist now for what I'm going to say?
What are you talking about? Eugenics here?
I'm saying you got to really put a boot to a black guy's head. You want to get the gun out of his hand.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to even affiliated with a group that does something like that.
No, I'm just...
What you're saying is patently racist crap, Jay. And
no, I'm not saying it's racist. I'm just saying some black guys got, you know, they work out in jail and they thicken the muscle tissue around their skull because they lift weights.
What are they lifting weights with? Their head? They lifting Chevys with their heads? All right, officer, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you?
Very good.
You can kick a black guy in the head all you want. There'll be no long-term damage, all I say.
Let me listen to the man in San Antonio. Go ahead.
I think these guys need to have their heads cut off and put on spikes with their crimes nailed in their foreheads.
Okay, well, thanks. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Are you saying, Mr. Santos, that just because a black police officer was on the scene that it was okay for 12 other officers
to kick this guy?
Well, what are you talking
about? All these guys are saying it's racism. How do you figure it's racism? You got a black guy who's doing most of the kicking.
You haven't done anything but say racist.
No. Did you see the video?
You've been on the air. In other words, when Abner Louima was sodomized and beat up by police officers in New York.
Who?
If they had a Haitian police officer there or a black police officer there, it would have been okay to sodomize and brutally beat this guy after he was in custody.
I'm not talking about someone's
sexual. After he was already handcuffed.
I'm not
talking. That would have been okay.
Wait a minute. I'm not talking about a guy's sexual orientation. I'm talking about how they're.
What do you mean sexual orientation? The guy was
talking about police officers and one of the most grotesque acts of police violence.
Let me jump in. You're not saying
they did unspeakable things to this guy once he was in custody.
Are you saying it was okay that they kicked him because there was a black guy there?
And then it would have been okay for these guys in New York to act that way if there was a black police officer.
Yeah, but wait,
there.
You're saying some homophobic stuff now. What's that about?
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about
you're putting down the guy.
This guy 41 times they shot an unarmed man in a hallway reaching for his keys. That would have been okay if one of the officers was black. Is that what you're saying?
Where were the keys to? You know what I'm saying?
The keys were to his apartment.
They could have been to a vault with guns. They could have been to a place where he keeps a machine gun or something. And the same thing.
The keys were to his apartment. Four white police officers shot this guy.
Got a gun in the apartment? Well, what about this guy? You mentioned a guy who sodomized some guy. Are you putting that down? Why? Because
the sodomizing with a broomstick. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking
about,
but you're getting homophobic, okay?
What's homophobic about that?
You're being racist and ignorant.
No, you're gay bashing now. Just because a guy.
No, the guy sodomized a suspect with a broom handle.
That's his orientation. What I'm trying to say is there are a number.
What are you
talking about his orientation? He was in handcuffs. He was in police custody.
Yes, he was in custody. He was held down, and this was happening to him.
Well, what? You got to get the background.
Were convicted. The officers are going to spend a long, long time in jail. You're saying it would have been okay if one of the officers was Haitian or one of the officers was black? Then it would have been okay?
No,
that would have excused it?
No, but you couldn't
That's what you're saying?
No.
It's okay to kick a guy if he's black.
You're saying
That's
that.
What you're saying.
No, all I'm saying is you couldn't call it racist. Can't call that racist because one of the guys doing a kick was a black guy. How do you call that racist? Okay?
It's police brutality.
Forget about whether it's racist or not. It's brutality. It may be excessive force given the fact that they had 12 cops. And my point was.
Yeah, you know, Phil, you're not a police officer, okay? Is this gentleman a police officer?
You're not a police officer either.
I work for Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Police work is 24 hours a day, not when your wife lets you use the living room, not when Billy Joe's wife lets you use the garage.
Okay.
You're not a police officer either.
You know something? You choose to denigrate what I do. But I volunteer my time to assist in the community.
You don't assist. You're an impediment. Your views are abhorrent.
Well, the Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen, along with the Citizens Auxiliary Police and aligned auxiliary police agencies across America, disagree with you, sir. And we
wannabe. Didn't you have any toys to play with when you were a kid?
Oh, here we go. So now you're putting me down because I have a hobby that you don't get to have. Is that it?
Well, look, a hobby is one thing.
A hobby. Police work is tough. You got to make life and death decisions. It's not a part-time job.
A guy is sodomizing another guy with a broom handle, that's not a lifestyle choice, okay? That's rape.
All right.
I want to make five cops are shooting a guy in a hallway vestibule, an unarmed man, that's not a hobby. That's
he
not
had
a
keys that could have been keys to a gun lock or a gun rack. That's all I'm saying.
In a hallway.
He might have keeping guns in the hallway somewhere.
A guy with no police record. That's a hardworking immigrant
with no
police record.
See, that's suspicious.
Not even a traffic ticket. Not even a littering ticket.
Black guy with no cop record.
You're playing the race card again.
That's a suspicious thing.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A black guy with no police record is suspicious?
You got to admit, it's got to be. I'm not trying to play the race card, okay? That's just a little something wrong with that. Come on. And all I'm trying to say, and you want to call a racist, a guy doing most of the kids. Look, I'm looking on TV right now. There it is right there on TV right now, Phil. He's on the CNN. He's right up on the CNN. Look, it's all these people screaming and yelling. These are all the black members of the family. Now they got some bearded guy here. Looks like Frederick Douglass with a haircut. And, hell, I don't know what.
Okay, look, hold on for a minute. Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about the Philadelphia police arrest of that hijacking suspect. 1-800-449-8686. show. 1-800-449-8686. We're on the line with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is a volunteer police group. They have a substation down at Jay's house, and they use... What cars do you guys use, Jay?
Standby. 15-3. I say again, Phil.
Do you guys use your own cars in the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
We do have a vehicle. We do have two vehicles that are standard SUV trucks.
What uniforms do you guys wear?
We wear a blue armband and a white safari helmet or pith helmet. And all we do, Phil, is assist. We're not out on patrol today. What we did is we came up with a report on the Philadelphia police arrest of this carjacker. Everybody says it's excessive force, but I can tell you right now, we did not see any excessive force involved in this.
Well, you said that they were attempting to kick him in the head so that he'd forget he was holding a gun.
Oh, well, one of the things you can do as a police officer, Phil, is kick a man in the bladder. If you can locate the bladder and deliver a blunt, sharp blow to the bladder, he will urinate and become so embarrassed that he has urinated, believe it or not.
Oh, come on.
No, believe it or not, this is standard police practice. Becomes so embarrassed that he's urinated that he forgets, again, that he has the gun. He's more concerned with his embarrassment. There are a lot of different ways. I think these police officers in Philadelphia are trying to make the guy pee on himself. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Fort Wayne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think what happened is ridiculous. I'm a retired Navy SEAL. I did 10 years for my country.
Roger.
And to hear that, it disturbs me because it takes 11 cops to take down one gentleman with a gun. But if I was out with my wife and my two kids and someone pulled a gun or knife on me, I took it away from them with excessive force, I would go to jail.
Well, you got to understand, this guy fired his gun, sir.
They get away with this?
He shot at police, okay? He'd already fired his weapon. He'd already shot one police officer. He had jacked a car and had stolen a police car.
I understand that.
So, you know, all bets are off. And those of us who are in the front line of law enforcement...
But you're in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are you in the front line of law enforcement?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, exactly. Have you seen combat? I've seen combat.
The TV show?
I know what it's like to come back to this country.
You mean the show with Vic Morrow?
I'm sorry?
Combat, the TV show with Vic Morrow.
I'm a retired SEAL, Smarty. I've done my tour for this country.
Whatever.
I've had the hell beat out of me, okay?
Yeah, sure.
My point is to you is...
In your dreams. Oh, no, I got a problem with you. You want to know what the problem is?
What's that?
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
How could you have seen combat?
I can't say this over the phone.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But I'll tell you what,
yeah.
I have seen combat.
Yeah.
But it disturbs me because you...
You know what, pal? You're a Navy SEAL. You're 30. You've seen combat. You can't tell us over the phone.
Go get him, Phil.
Just shut up, Jay. So what kind of combat have you seen?
When I was over in the Gulf, we had...
All right, that's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. What's the big cloak and dagger? We're not interested in your undercover.
I know, but when
go get him, Phil.
Hold on for a minute, Jay. Shut up, all right?
You have no respect for law enforcement, sir. You have no respect.
I have a lot of respect for this whole country.
And a black guy was the guy doing most of the kicking. Keep that in mind.
All right, thanks for your call there, Navy SEAL, or whatever you think you are. 1-800-449-8686. Norfolk, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ken.
I love that, Phil. I love the way you go.
Shut up, Jay.
This guy is a complete loser, wannabe cop.
Wait a second.
Shouldn't be saying or doing anything with respect to protecting the human race.
Well, we looked
at
that.
I think maybe he deserves a swift kick in the head to forget he's even a wannabe cop.
I filed a report on the Philadelphia police beating, okay? And that's what I've seen. So say what you want.
That it, sir? Exciting calls today. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to agree with that other guy. This guy grew up...
Wait a second. You know, everybody wants to jump on my back.
You're a nut. Listen to you. Man.
I'm talking about people who are out there on the front lines of law enforcement.
You're not in the front line of law enforcement. That's your problem.
What about Philadelphia police?
You want to be. This is your way. You got a hobby.
Well, what do you mean they were kicking the guy to make him pee on himself? That was the cop...
That is something that police officers do. They are trained to do that. A nut. I am a general with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, okay. What is the Citizens Auxiliary Police? You have your precinct set up in your family room or something?
My wife
like that?
Is a... Yeah?
You're a nut. You want to play cops.
No, I'm not playing cops.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not, sir. And what I am doing is saving lives.
Yeah, you're saving lives.
And the people
right.
out there, yeah, well, okay, boy, I hate it when people laugh at me. You
well,
laughing
good.
At me? Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, you're a nut. You're a nut, and so are all your cronies that are just like you. You guys sit around and talk.
Commanding General Elvis Newton.
I bet you you sleep with that radio in the background on 24 hours a day.
Commanding General Elvis Newton, who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is getting angry right now. Okay.
Excellent, and he should.
He's
you guys are a bunch of bozos out running around. It's a good thing you don't have guns.
Did you see the police in Philadelphia?
I did see that.
You did see it?
I thought it was ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Look, if I kick you in the bladder and make you pee yourself, then maybe you'll think twice.
Have you ever seen cops in Britain? Have you ever seen how polite these cops are? Our cops just are overzealous.
Yeah, look at their crime rate over there.
Yeah, their crime rate's nothing like ours.
Nothing like ours.
Yeah, that's right. It's what
cops,
are you saying?
They don't
you're
get
higher, right?
No, it's lower.
Either. When they want to take someone down, they do it politely.
Oh, what are they? They invite them to the pavement? Excuse me, would you mind getting on the ground now?
Our cops have to bust heads. And
so you tell me if those,
they don't.
Those London cops, if they sodomized the guy with a broom handle, they'd grease it up first? Yeah.
Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Listen
yeah.
to what you just said.
Okay.
You're a nut.
All right, thanks for your call, sir. Here is Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, I got a problem with your guest here. First, a couple comments. I've been in law enforcement for 7 years.
Hold on for a minute. Jay, will you turn the radio down?
I'm sorry?
Turn that radio down in the background.
Phil, this is emergency frequency. We're monitoring it. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, well, first, I'm a police officer. I have been for 7 years.
Turn the radio down, man.
Roger.
Go ahead. You're a police officer in Virginia?
Yes, and I have been for 7 years. And during my career,
101 Park, Fremont.
I have never been taught nor heard of anybody being taught to kick somebody in the bladder to make them urinate to cause them to be embarrassed.
Roger. Hollywood Station, Bob.
Phil, could you have your guest turn down his radio?
Turn your radio down, please.
Roger.
Go ahead.
Okay, and second off, for him to make a report on something this serious within 24 hours.
No, wait a minute. I wanted to go back to your original point. You've been a police officer. You have never heard of any training where you kick a suspect in the bladder to make him urinate on himself to be embarrassed.
Never. Never in my career.
That's supposed to embarrass the guy into dropping his gun.
No, never. There are distractionary techniques.
We have that standard training. I've heard Los Angeles Police Academy.
Okay, well, I'm not in Los Angeles, sir. Okay, I'm in Virginia, and
What police academy did you attend, sir?
I went to the Norfolk Police Academy.
Okay, and they have a police academy in Norfolk, Virginia?
Yes, sir, they do.
For how many different police agencies?
Just for Norfolk.
Just one?
Yes,
like
just LA, one for their department.
LAPD has, their academy is for, I don't know.
LAPD, they've got, Phil, officers from surrounding municipalities. I question whether this guy's a cop or not.
Well, that's fine. You can question it. There are regional
academies. You've had a fake seal on. You've had a fake. You've got a lot of fake guys on your show, Phil.
Just let me hear what the guy has to say. Have you ever heard of them kicking a guy in the head so that he'd forget he was holding a gun?
I've never been taught that. There are distractionary methods that are taught to us.
That's a good deal, though, isn't it? Think about that. You kick a guy in the head enough times, he forgets how to use the gun.
Well, yeah, he forgets how to use it, of course, because he's getting brain damage.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with that.
Roger.
Shut the radio.
What the Philadelphia police have done.
Roger.
Okay. Anything else, Jay?
No, Roger.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Can the guy turn down his radio?
Roger.
For me?
All right. Well, I just hung up on the guy. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Phil, I'm also police officer for 4 years, and I attended the military in Maryland, and things get done differently all over the United States.
Have you ever kicked a guy in the bladder to make him urinate on himself so he'd be embarrassed to be holding a gun?
No, sir.
There is,
and I have been in class, in training, you can strike a person in the bladder. They will urinate themselves. That is not a common practice.
Well,
is not something that they use. And let's get back to the issue.
No,
let's talk about excessive force.
What's the first thing you do if you pee on yourself? You cover yourself up. And to cover yourself up, you cover yourself up, then you're not going to hold a gun. That's what I'm talking about.
Look,
that's what I'm talking about.
I,
I don't even want to talk to you, sir, because I want to explain something to you, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, the first thing you do if you pee... When the last time you peed on yourself, what'd you do? You covered it up, right?
You're an embarrassment, sir.
Sir,
you are an embarrassment.
I'm a member of the Atlantic Coast Volunteer Minutemen.
Listen, I want to explain something to you. There are very good, what they call neighborhood watch programs. There are very good auxiliary programs throughout the United States. This guy is dangerous. Okay?
2553.
He is very dangerous.
This guy is, he's got a radio in his rec room, and he's doing, what are you doing, Jay?
Doing some sub-command work.
You know what? I think, Phil, part of the problem is he turns the radio up because he doesn't like what the guests have
to say, or rather
what the callers have to
you're
say.
You're absolutely
right. I'm going to tell you
I'm monitoring this channel for all police beatings because I know they're going to be on the rise over the weekend.
Okay, well, you're
Burglar Party 4, 3561.
And I want to explain something
can
to
I,
you.
Hold on for
I've
a second. The gentleman in Tampa.
Behavior for almost 7 years
wait a minute. The gentleman in Tampa, hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, but I got to ask you something, Jay.
Roger.
What does 2561 mean? I just heard you say that into your radio. I want you to tell me and this officer from Tampa, what's 2561 mean?
That is a, we're listening to stuff that's going on.
Yeah, but you're talking to a bunch of jackasses. Who are the guys you're talking to?
Don't call Elvis Newton a jackass.
I don't know who Elvis Newton is.
He's the guy that founded...
What is 25... Officer in Tampa, do you know what 2561 is?
I never heard of anything but 10 code, sir.
2561. Hike, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you want to mock what I'm doing? Okay.
Listen,
I get it. Now you guys want to make fun of me. I get it. Okay. I can place both of you under arrest.
Seriously,
yes, sir.
Question this man's mental capacity. Just based on what I've heard so far.
All right, that hurts.
I want to talk to you about the issue.
I got to get going, but I really appreciate your call this afternoon. We do have to take a break and take one more phone call. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
25614.
I can't hardly hear you from the main radio.
I'm sorry, dear?
On 25.
I can't hardly hear you from the main radio.
64125. Roger.
Ma'am, are you all right?
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, dear. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to find out.
You see, the TV?
I saw it on TV where they were beating the cellar up.
You see that guy get beat up, dear?
Yeah, and I was wondering, when you shoot a person 5 times, that person don't even know he's living.
That's why my point is, kick him enough times in the bladder, he'll pee himself, right?
I never heard it. Who is this?
That's Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, ma'am.
Are you the one that got the program?
Is the host there?
I'm right here.
You the one got the phone in the garage?
I have the phone in the garage. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to this other man.
Well, I'm the host of the show. I'm Phil Henry.
I'm Jay Santa. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes, dear. This is Mr. Henry.
Where is it? What's going on up there in California? Where are you right now?
Where am I right now?
Ma'am, he can't divulge that information, ma'am. This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I'm in Texas. San Antonio, Texas.
It's Texas, huh?
That's right.
Whereabouts is that?
Huh?
Where is that, dear?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I'm a long, long way between San Antonio, Austin, Houston, and New
York. Roger. Do you know who the Western Texas Volunteer Rangers are?
Is that man on the phone again?
I'm the man on the phone. Yes, dear.
You've done a good job. And
I'm right here, dear.
For the people that beat that man up, because I think he was almost dead when he was kicking him anyway.
Well, let me ask you something, dear. The guy had a gun, too.
Let me ask that lady a question. What do you think about that black guy kicking him? That wasn't cool at all.
Why don't you get that whatever that is off the phone, please?
25435 on a 1621.
Oh, shut up with your stupid code on a 1621.
Wait a minute, Phil. You have to do the music.
Make him cut that off so I can talk to you. I want to tell you something.
Cut
okay?
that off.
Okay, but you got to do the music.
Hold on, I got to do his music. Okay. Wait a second. Where's his music?
Right here.
Are you there, dear?
Uh-huh.
I have to do his music first.
Thanks, Phil. I love this. Ma'am, I recommend if you live in San Antonio to contact the West Texas... the West Texas Rangers.
The laws of any state are broken.
A duly
authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the Rangers,
or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Oh, God, I'm stiff.
Are you still there?
I'm right here.
Oh, man, that felt good. That just felt good. This is the Phil Henry Show. You there, dear? Hello? Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I just saw an Orkin TV commercial come on. And Orkin, these are the guys that exterminate. By the way, I think I'm going to have those guys come out and get rid of these ants. I found ants in the rat's cage. Poor Cutie the rat got swarmed by ants. So anyway, I'm going to call those cats to come out and blast these ants. But they got a TV commercial where an ant, or not an ant, but a fly lands on the TV screen and crawls along the TV screen. I just saw it. And then the Orkin man comes up. It's a roach. Okay, it's a roach that's walking along the TV screen. And then the Orkin guy comes up to the TV screen, and it's your screen. In other words, you're looking at your screen, and it looks like there's a roach crawling on it. And an Orkin guy walks up and sprays it and kills it. Well, some people threw, like, books and stools and chairs and irons and football helmets at their own TV screens, thinking they had roaches on them, and smashed up their TV sets. One guy was self-effacing enough and honest enough to say, you know, I'm a moron, I deserve it, I'll buy myself a TV. But this one woman went after Orkin for the cost of a television set. I don't know what the upshot of that was, but there are judges. There's got to be one judge out there that just will hold the line at some of this stuff, you know. You know, even if I had a roach on my TV screen, man, I don't get rid of it by throwing football helmets at it.
Now, Orkin got to pay for a new TV set.
Why is that?
Because I threw a milk container. I threw a damn milk bucket at it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's Orkin's. Yeah, it's Orkin's fault.
You threw a milk bucket at it. Is that how you usually get roaches out of your apartment?
Yeah. That and a handgun.
Oh, okay. I told the guys in Alaska I would do this for them. Ever wondered about, and these are some great guys up at KADX Extreme FM at 94.7, 94.7. KADX Extreme FM at 94.7. Ever wondered about the mating habits or parenting skills of animals? Curious about the logistics of porcupine sex? Come join Childbirth Education Adults Only Tour of the Alaska Zoo for an exciting evening filled with humorous tales of Alaska's animals. CEA has been active in our community since 1971, providing prenatal classes for new families, and this year's fundraiser will be used to provide scholarships for mothers-to-be who are on bed rest. So go see the active sex life of animals at the Alaska Zoo. Is happening on Friday, July 14th, or Friday night, July 28th at 7 p.m., rain or shine. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.